Introductions is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes, on the web at johnnorwoodlee.com, and by AARP Experience Corps, aarpfoundation.org/ECChicago. Thank you for listening to this classical WFMT podcast. Some music has been removed for copyright reasons.
Thank you. That was the Concertino for Flute and Orchestra by Cécile Chaminade, beginning today's episode of Introductions. The orchestra was supplied by a single human, pianist Baylin Hahn, and the flute solo was played by 18-year-old Hannah Choi. Hello, I'm Robbie Ellis, host and producer of Introductions, and today I'm recording in the Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio right here at WFMT Chicago. My guest is Hannah Choi. She is currently in midsummer limbo between William Fremd High School and U of I at Urbana-Champaign. She's been a student of Hideko Amano, and it's at this point I say, Hannah Choi, welcome to Introductions.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Very glad to have you. So you've said the Chaminade Concertino you just heard. It's your favorite piece to play of all time. Why is that?
I really like the melody of the piece, and I really appreciate how it was written by a female composer, which was Cécile Chaminade, and you don't really see a lot of women, female composers in the classical musical world.
Except flute players have been playing the Chaminade. They've been on that train for a while, yes. So Hannah, how did you get started in music and on flute in particular?
So I started off playing piano when I was around like 4 or 5 years old, but it never really clicked with me. But my mom like recommended me to start a new instrument because I always loved music. So then I started picking up the flute and I started lessons and I started to love it.
That was when you were 8 or so, was that right?
What
you
said? Like around like 8, 9.
Yeah. So between then and now, what was a turning point for you where you said, oh, this is just a thing I do to, this is something I want to make a career out of?
I think my turning point was when I joined Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras. And from there, I really started to become more passionate in music in general and flute. And like, that's when I started to realize I wanted to perform for my career and like continue it in my life.
To the music that we're going to hear today, we've just had Cécile Chaminade's Concertino, and coming up are pieces by Eldon Burton and Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. But up next is a solo flute piece, one that you say that is new to you. What are you going to play and what's it all about?
I'm going to be playing P.S. by Ebert. It's a very interesting piece. It has two contrasting melodies. Like the first part of it is very calm and very like smooth and like very, how do I say it, like flowing.
Yeah.
And like the second part of the piece is very, I would say, more energetic and slightly more chaotic compared to the first theme that we hear.
Well, it's a bit of a flute journey. So Hannah Choi, thank you so much. Let's hear you solo now with Pièce Ibert. Jacques Ibert simply called it Piece for Solo Flute here on Introductions. That was the Pièce, or the Piece for Solo Flute, by 20th century French composer Jacques Ibert. It was performed by 18-year-old Hannah Choi, a student of Hideko Amano. Hannah is here in the Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio because she filled out our audition form. It's on the web. It has fields like name and email and URLs of videos of your playing so I can see what your skills are like. The form does not take long to fill out, and it gives me a little thrill every time I see an application come into my email inbox. So give me a little thrill, get onto the web, and go find the form at wfmt.com/introductions. And that's also where you can listen back to this episode and past episodes, wfmt.com/introductions. When we come back, the upbeat Sonatina of Eldon Burton and a concerto movement by Mozart. You're listening to Classical WFMT.
Introductions is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes and AARP Experience Corps. Introductions is also made possible through the generous support of the Nagani Foundation, the Kiphart Family Foundation, the Steve and Dolores Sarovich Foundation, and the listener supporters of Classical WFMT.
I'm Robbie Ellis, and today my featured guest is flute soloist Hannah Choi, 18 years old from Palatine and a recent graduate of William Fremd High School. And Hannah, you're also finishing your last year as a member of Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras. So I understand that you play in the CYSO Philharmonic Orchestra.
Yeah.
When did you join CYSO, and what are some of your most memorable moments there?
I think I joined around like 2 or 3 years ago, and my favorite memories of playing was like playing in the, just playing together with my friends, like just making music after the pandemic. Like we couldn't like be in person and like have like regular practice. We were on Zoom, but like finally like being in person felt really great.
I don't envy you being the age you are during this pandemic. I mean, it's easy for me with a day job, but yeah, some very odd formative experiences that you've missed out on. And of course, you said that CYSO, joining that, was real impetus for you to focus on flute as a career. Away from the flute, away from music in general, you have some hobbies. I understand you've been getting into cooking and baking. What is your signature dish?
Well, I'm not very good at it right now. I'm like still trying to learn, but my signature dish would be a spicy kimchi stew called kimchi jjigae. My mom is trying to teach me, but it's not as good as hers, but trying to get there.
Oh, practice makes perfect, just like on the flute, of course. So going back to the flute, Eldon Burton is the composer of this next piece. Who was he? What sort of piece is the sonatina that you're going to play?
I believe he was a 20th century composer and American pianist. He wasn't like very well known in the composer world, but he was most famous for this piece. He won a composition competition for this piece, I believe.
A little bit of a one-hit wonder of the classical music scene. Well, there we are. So we'll hear the third movement of Eldon Burton's Sonatina. Hannah Choi on flute, joined by Baylin Han on piano, playing this work from 1947, here on Introductions. The finale movement from the Sonatina for Flute and Piano by Eldon Burton. Not that well known a composer, but it is his most famous piece. The flute soloist was Hannah Choi, who joins me at the microphone once more. Hannah, you've just graduated high school and we are recording this recital in June 2022. What are your plans beyond the end of the summer?
Well, I'm just excited to attend college. Like, it's a new start for me. And I'm like really excited to study under Professor Jonathan Keeble. Like, he's like one of the biggest reasons why I wanted to attend U of I, and I'm just excited to work with him.
So yes, going to the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, close enough that you can get the train up to drop your laundry off at. So looking further into the future than college. If there's one dream piece you could play, or a dream performer to collaborate with, or a dream venue, or any sort of opportunity, what's something far off that you'd really love to do?
I think I would like to perform with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Like that's just like a big dream I have.
Yeah, as a soloist, or get a job there, or
either.
Well. Look, best of luck to you to that. You have performed in Symphony Center, of course, with the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra, so you're part of the way there. And just one more piece of music for us today. What are you going to finish your recital with today?
I'm going to be playing the third movement of Mozart's Concerto in G Major.
Yep. And you've had the chance to play this before, I understand. Yeah.
Yeah. I played it like in a lot of competitions, like Walgreens National Concerto Competition and a lot of college auditions.
Yeah, oh, very good. Well, thank you so much, Hannah Choi. Great to have you on the program. Hannah will be playing flute, joined once more by Baylin Han on piano, for the finale of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's Flute Concerto in G Major on Introductions. Thank you. The finale movement from Mozart's Flute Concerto in G Major, and the final piece in today's radio recital from 18-year-old Hannah Choi of Palatine. Hannah is a student of Hideko Amano, a recent graduate of both William Fremd High School and Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras, and she's heading to the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign to study with Jonathan Keeble. That's it for today's episode of Introductions. The collaborative pianist was Baylin Hahn. The audio engineer was Mary Mazurik. And we had production assistance today from Fatima Dabba, WFMT's Andrew Patner Fellow for 2022. You can find out more about this show on the web. Go to wfmt.com/introductions, where you can listen back to this episode and past episodes as podcasts. My name is Robbie Ellis, producer and presenter of Introductions. Catch you next time for more great young local performers every Saturday at 11 a.m. here on Classical WFMT.
Introductions is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes, on the web at johnnorwoodlee.com, and by AARP Experience Corps, aarpfoundation.org/ecchicago.